Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, Blog. We will be there. Welcome, Richard, and welcome, Roger, on YouTube. We're so glad to have you guys with us. Love you guys. All right. It is conference time. As soon as I get us there. Amen. Yeah. Here we go. Thank God I'm safe. Thank you for the first time. Thank you. Roman, you're fine.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. actually did that.
Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. We declare the devil will not get involved in this at all. Any hindrance, any problems. Can't. We call it done now. We declare the blood of Jesus over everything that we're doing. Will and ways of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yep, I did. I was thinking he was, I know. He's, oh man.
That's good.
Sure. And I am looking up joy, the word joy in Psalms. Well, I'm trying really hard to, but for some reason my e-sword is only wanting to give me John. That is too funny. But hello, Sunday. Glad you made it. And love you, Scott and Braden, too. So happy you guys are here. Was that a great message tonight or what? I am just so excited about this. These are things that we've known. And my goodness. I even the book that Dr. Barclay was talking about that the guy wrote, I don't even remember what his name was, but it was about the plants. There really is so much reference in the Bible about the plant, and it says that the trees were given to us for the healing of the nations. So that is amazing too. I do not know why this is not giving me what I'm asking for. Yeah, laugh because the enemy hates it, if nothing else. Yeah, I love that. And I loved your laughing, Richard, over on YouTube. That was so good. And Kevin Zeta, you said, did that too. That's awesome. He said that Kevin Zadai did a thing on laughter, too, in causing laughter. Wow. Oh, Richard? Richard, no, he had a bunch of laughy faces. Yes, that was very fun. And it made me laugh harder.
I am. I'm still looking. It
just isn't working. I am in Esort, but it oh my. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I am. Here we go, Psalm 5:11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Hallelujah. Psalm 16:11. You'll show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Psalms 21:1. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. And in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Yes. Well, I don't know. I don't know, but they are great verses. I love them. Psalm 27:6. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Yeah, sacrifice, yep. Yeah, yep. Psalm 35. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 32:11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. You know, and I just love it that he shared the scientific background backing all of this up. I love it when science proves the Bible right over and over. Hallelujah. Here we go. Psalms 33:3. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I love that verse. Yes, let's say it again. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I love it. So the next time somebody says that God wants you poor, remember Psalm 35:27. Okay, here we go. Psalms 42:4. That's a whole different teaching. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Hallelujah. Psalm 43. Pastor is getting healthier by the minute. I don't know if any of you are noticing that, but... In speaking of laughing all night long, and he also is praying for people to have dreams. And did you guys hear? So there's many praying over this. 200 Muslims in Gaza gave their hearts to Jesus because they had prayer, had dreams. All the same dream and saw Jesus. I love it. I love it. Psalms 43:4. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Psalms 48:2, beautiful in elevation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Psalms 51:8. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Pastor's boy is rejoicing. Psalms 51:12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Psalms 65:13, the pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. Psalm 67:4, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. Psalm 105:43, he brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He did that. God brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. Hallelujah. Psalm 67:4. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. Hallelujah. Psalms 105:43, he brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. There we go again. Same one. Psalms 126:5, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalm 132:9, let your priests be clothed with righteousness and let your saints shout for joy. That's us. We're the saints shouting for joy. Hallelujah. Psalms 132:16, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. And Psalms 137:6, If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth, if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being rude here. We don't see Pastor anymore, and here I am. So, wow, that is amazing. Just in that one psalm, 20 verses that have the word joy in them. Can you imagine? Let me look in the whole Bible. 150 verses found in the Bible that talk about joy. It is so important, and it's just kind of gotten pushed under and out of the way with everything else. Our God made everything so simple and wonderful for us. And our children recognize it. They automatically gravitate towards laughter and singing and rejoicing, even when they don't even realize it. They're just doing what is natural to them. I love it. Why did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and not tell me? For this is the first verse in the Bible that contains the word joy. For I might have sent you away with joy and songs, with a timbrel and a harp. it. And I really just love that message tonight so much. Trying to keep ourselves conscious of that in the midst of everything going on in life. That's where our true challenge is constantly reminding ourselves, cast our cares on the Lord and rejoice. And like he said, even when you're dealing with depression and the things of life, make yourself praise, make yourself rejoice, because it brings you out of that and it changes everything. Literally changes. Yeah. 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 Yeah, and not only does it change your environment, your atmosphere, it actually changes the cells in your body, the very cells that heals them, and praying in tongues. And that should bring such joy and peace, too, in itself. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Me too. Amen. Or just a fat one to leave. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, amen. Amen. Wow. That would be terrible. I know. Yes. 20. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my, yeah.
here.
I am Jesus' joy.
I don't know how to stop you from not being able to turn back on.
It's all right. We're enjoying the laughter with you and the joy. Did you leave? Oh, all right. That was shocking there for a second. I was concerned. Yeah. Okay. Well, here we go. I'm going to read the verses. You can please follow along in your Bible, the verses about communion. They're found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we'll start reading at verse 23. But before we do that, everyone get your communion elements ready. Your bread or cracker and grape juice, preferably, because that's what Jesus shared with the disciples. And we would like to keep everything as close to what they did then as we can. If you're in a pinch and you have to use something else, it's okay. It's perfectly fine. We bless and sanctify our elements before we take communion. But in honor of what they did then, we like to honor him with having the bread or cracker and juice whenever possible. If there's anybody with us now or in the future that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to put up the prayer of salvation or a prayer of salvation on the screen so you can actually read the words. We'll read them out loud with you and pray this prayer from the very depths of your heart. This is the prayer that saves your life here on earth, but also gives you eternity in heaven. And we just can't stress enough, this is the end times, and Jesus literally could be back at any time. If you have not received him as Lord and Savior, you would be left here during the tribulation time, and you don't want to be here once the church is removed. If you think things are bad now, wait until there's no influence of God on this earth, the church gone. You just do not want to be here. Oh, I just have to read this. My grandson just put his prayer up here. He must be getting ready to go to bed. So let's just read this together in the midst of this. Father in heaven, hear my prayer. Keep me in thy loving care. Be your guide in all I do. And all we do, and bless all those who love us too. Amen. Amen. Love you, Scott and Braden. Thank you for sharing that with us. Braden, how's my hair look tonight? I have to tell you guys, this is really funny. While I was home on Thanksgiving, my grandson turned into a hair critic and wanted to know why sometimes my hair looks normal on the program, sometimes it's a little floofy, and sometimes it's just not looking good. And he even showed me examples. It's like, well, sometimes I have time to do it, sometimes I just don't. I run in the door and jump in front of the camera, but that was just really funny coming from him, especially when he was using words like here, for example. Look at it. So anyways, thanks, Braden, for the constructive criticism. I love you. And sleep good. Back to communion and our prayer of salvation. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation together. Please pray it out loud, even if you've prayed it 100 times before. It's a wonderful refreshing to your spirit and soul. It's a rededication every time you do it. So please feel free to do it again. And if you're praying this for the first time tonight, then you'll be free to receive communion with us tonight too. And that'll be just awesome. So here we go with the verses. Run and get your communion elements. And I will read here. Again, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting on verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself." So don't do that. Realize the importance and the reason of why we're doing this. Not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Amen. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to judge ourselves. So, it looks good, Grandma. Thank you, Braden. Love you. All right, here we go. I'm going to share the screen and put up our prayer of salvation, and we'll pray this together out loud and pray this from the very depths of your heart. Here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, "I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior." Hallelujah. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd like to say welcome to the family of God. We're so, so happy for you because we know how life changes for the better, and we'll be together in heaven. And now you're free to receive communion with us too. So please get a hold of us. Our contact information will be in the notes at the end of the program in YouTube. You also can go to our website. It's SamuelJCottle.com. That's the Community of Faith website. And our contact information is there. And there's some prayers there. And actually, there's a communion prayer there too. If you're ever not with us and want to take communion and you need that guidance, that's on there too. And we would love to hear from you. If you have questions, we'd like to help bring understanding to you. We have thousands of videos out there, and we can recommend some, send you links to some actually, to help bring understanding to areas that you might have questions in. And every question is important. If you have the question, 100 other people or more have the same question or have had. So we'd like to help bring understanding to you and more. We're just so happy to have you with us. We're here every single day of the week for the most part. We did miss a few days last week or over Thanksgiving. And there's different times, but as a general rule, we're here every day of the week. So please join us whenever you can. This is a wonderful, wonderful group of believers that are here on a regular basis. They're amazing support for you, and we'll be happy to be here with you and for whatever you need. So here we go. Now I'm going to, again, we'll pray over our communion elements, and I'm going to split the, or share the screen again, and we will pray the communion prayers together. First, we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. So here we go. Now that I just did that, I keep forgetting to do this beforehand. Hold up your elements. And let's say, Father, we thank you for these communion elements in this time of communion with you, Lord. We bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I'll share the screen again. Here we go. New covenant worship or communion prayers. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here's the prayer over the cracker. That is my old cat yowling, trying to locate me, so don't anyone be alarmed if you hear that in the background. Here we go with the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And now let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Father. We thank you for everything you suffered to save us, Lord. And now let's pray over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together now. We thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing and healing blood. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Dear Jesus, thank you for your blood. Dear Jesus, thank you for your blood. Dear Jesus, it washes white as snow. And hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you have no right. No right. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, tonight I receive my hundredfold, and that makes me full of joy. Tonight I receive dreams, visions, and revelations, because I'm going to be in deep sleep. And I will remember it all. So I can serve you with excellence. In Jesus' mighty name. We love you. And God loves you.
It is.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Love you guys.